our specialty in permanent mechanical faceting is to really understand that and to help our customers identify when they experience those problems, what to do about it, how to see it when it's outside of a caliper. And the only way that we know how to do that is through experience, the tribal knowledge that we have, and the force measurement devices that we often sell. And we give that to our customer in full transparency so that they could better understand to get their production lines operating more efficiently.
Budget overruns, brick devices, data breaches. Building connected products is hard. Welcome to Over the Air, sharp, unfiltered conversations with executives about their IoT journeys, the mistakes they made, the lessons they learned, and what they wish they'd known when they started. I'm your host, Ryan Prosser.
Hey everybody, we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada at Fastener Expo, and we're gonna be making the rounds talking with folks about the state of IoT technology in bolts, screws, and fasteners. Bethany, what are you on the lookout for today?
So I'm on the lookout for how technology can be applied to a commodity. This product line is thousands of years old. It is integral to everything that we do in a day, and how are they making it safer and more accessible in a commodity?
Let's get to it.
Let's go.
All right, we're here at Fastener Expo, and I'm here with Stephen Sherman from Rivet King. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. We're a fourth-generation family-owned and operated business. We've been around for 111 years. We specialize in permanent mechanical fastening, which is just a fancy name for rivets.
Cool. And so we're here at Fastener Expo. What brings you guys here?
So we've been coming to this trade show since its existence. It's a way for fastener manufacturers and distributors to connect. And I find that really interesting because, I mean, we're in the fastener business and here we are at a trade show connecting.
I love it. So we're walking around. There isn't a tremendous amount of technology at this show. Your booth totally filled with technology. Tell us a little bit about what we're looking at here.
Sure. Rivets are a very old product. It's 5,000 years ago. I think the Egyptians created it. This is another spin on it. Rivets are a very fast, efficient way to join sheet metals. So in screws, you have to follow a helix and it generally takes torque and time to apply it. Rivets are instantaneous and that gives a lot of our customers the efficiencies that they need to put their products together.
And so for listeners at home that can't see, we're looking at a product that looks like what I would characterize as like kind of a standard consumer grade hand battery powered drill, but that's not at all what this is.
Correct. Riveters themselves are traditional tools. However, this device has got a lot of intelligence in it. Following industry 4.0 methodologies, this tool will measure the installation force of a joint. We measure stroke and force. That data is recorded and graphed inside the tool. The tool itself can store the data so that you can look at it in your own app on your computer, or it passes it to a controller where it stores the peak loads of that data. And that controller can actually speak to the mothership of an organization that needs to track the installation performance of the fasteners in their products.
So for listeners at home, that this controller, I would characterize, this is a metal box that looks like you could hit it with a hammer and it would continue to be operational, kind of a commercial grade enclosure that pairs with the handheld riveter.
Correct. So the great thing about FreeSet in this product is that there are no cords whatsoever. It's got a barcode reader to identify the application and set up the values that we're going to be measuring against. It collects this information, sends it by Wi-Fi to this controller, which could be off at least 50 feet away. And that controller stores the information and gives you the okay or not okay to proceed. It could also stop the production line, literally wireless.
Interesting. And now the kind of the star of your booth, the third product, tell us about this robot and the end of arm attachment, which I think is your product.
Yes, absolutely. So we've incorporated some of the technology in these hand tools and applied it to the end of arm of a robot. So we can do blind rivets, rivet nuts, and lock bolts. They're end of arm attachments that get mounted to the robot, which can be fully automated on ghost shift, lights out operations. It's really up to the creativity of the integrator. And a lot of our products go at the end of those robots.
It's been mesmerizing to watch this. I think a lot of people stop and just like to watch the demonstration of the device. But can you talk a little bit about the customer impetus for why you guys developed these products? Well, what were you guys hearing from customers that had you say, listen, we need to pour millions of dollars into developing these technologies?
That's a great question. Rivets have a secret sauce in it. You could dimensionally measure a rivet, and it could be dimensionally perfect, but not functionally work, because there's metal moving inside. So it's very difficult for people to take a caliper and measure the quality of a product. So our specialty in permanent mechanical fastening is to really understand that and to help our customers identify when they experience those problems, what to do about it, how to see it when it's outside of a caliper. And the only way that we know how to do that is through experience, the tribal knowledge that we have, and the force measurement devices that we often sell. And we give that to our customer in full transparency so that they could better understand to get their production lines operating more efficiently.
Understood. Last question. 111-year-old company. Obviously, robotics was not at the core 111 years ago, I'm guessing. At what point did somebody at Rivet King say, we're going to make this leap? This is going to be core to what we're doing. Or was that always there?
That's a good question. Rivets themselves had very big machines testing them for a long time in order for them to make it work. It required, in our own manufacturing process, a lot of investment. We would have loved to use a hand tool to give us that information. We were always imagining that situation happening. And as electronics got smaller and more available and more open source thinking occurred, that enabled us to move forward with it. And quite honestly, we don't make the robot itself. We make the end of arm solution.
Sure.
And the great thing is that we have a lot of integrators that have their own degree of creativity and a lot of OEMs that have their own degree of creativity. And the fact that we can specialize together is really how we're going to make progress.
Got it. Stephen Sherman, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're here at Fastener Expo and I've got Paolo from Crab. Tell us about Crab.
So Crabo is a company that was founded in 2018 with the scope of producing sensorized bolts. Crabo is part of Fontana Group. Fontana Group is a leader in the bolt manufacturing. We are a group of more than 4,000 people. Crabo is the small company of the group that is producing this sensorized bolts. So it means that what we do is this intelligence that we put on the bolt. We can equip bolts produced by our group, but also we can equip bolts that are produced by other manufacturers.
And so for folks at home not able to see, I'm holding a bolt that's thicker than a man's thumb. So we're looking at a very substantial bolt.
Yes.
So this conference is not really loaded up with technology companies. You guys are a technology company.
Yes.
What brings you guys here today?
We want to show to the people that it is possible to bring technology into the bolt and match electronic with metallic things. Our idea is to produce these sensors and fit them into the bolts. So the final scope is to be able to measure the clamp load, so the axial load that is taking the parts together, because taking the parts together is the scope of the bolt. So if we are able to measure this, we can also provide to our customer service that is able to detect if the bolt is working properly or not. So this is very important for the safety. This is crucial for the safety because failures are happening due to the loosening of the bolts.
Mm-hmm.
So when a bolt gets lost, this is a very big problem for the safety of the structure. So we want to prevent this. We want to improve the safety of the structure and we want to allow this to be done by everybody. So our idea is that this could become a standard for the future, not only something for small applications, small cases, but something that will be used worldwide as a new standard for buildings, for structures, but maybe also for the automotive in the future.
So one question for you about the technology. Bolts, of course, are famously dense metal. Does that impact the communication, the ability to transmit information? Is that one of the challenges that was...
Yes, it was managed, but quite easily because our communication can be done in this side. And so,
and you're referring to the head of the bolt.
Yes. And the bolt can be used as a kind of antenna. So this can participate to reinforce our capacity to communicate wireless. Of course, it must be designed, but this is what we have done.
Yep.
So now the system is fully working, and to have this metal is not a problem, can be an advantage.
Ah, I see. So it's not an impediment. It's actually built into helping transmit information.
Yes.
One last question for you. What were some of the big challenges that you guys needed to solve for in order to pull
energy.
This off?
Energy. So we need energy to do this measurement. We need energy to take the signal out. And so our challenging is to find the sources that can extend the life of this device forever. With a battery, we can last 10 years, more or less. But with solar panel or with RF harvesting, we can last forever. This is our main challenge of today.
Wow, fascinating. Paolo, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, here at Fastener Expo, I've got Emily with me. We're going to be talking about Keyence. So tell us a little bit about the company.
Yeah, so Keyence is one of the largest factory automation companies in the world, especially in Japan. It's one of like the richest companies there. So really big presence in over like 40 countries. We're with the Keyence America affiliate, so we sell in the US.
Cool. What are you guys here at this conference talking about today?
So for the Fastener Expo, we brought our IM series, which is like an automated optical comparator. Basically, you put a part on the stage, press a button. In 3 seconds, you get 300 dimensions per part on up to 100 parts at a time. So really fast inspection on threaded parts.
Amazing. So, and I know we were talking off the air that there's another product that's a little bit more IoT centric.
Yes.
It's not here today.
Yeah, that's our XM series and our WM series. They kind of go hand in hand. They're handheld CMMs. So basically they work, they've got a wireless probe. It connects over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to a head unit that basically looks at where the probe is in space using an infrared light technology, figures out where the probe tip is and allows you to take points in space to build geometries off of. You can do 3D measurements and GD&T, which is geometric dimensioning and tolerancing. So if you guys are looking for flatness or roundness, how perfectly round or flat something is, you can absolutely do that with our handheld CMM. So similar to an arm type CMM, if you've ever seen those, but instead of having the restrictions of an arm and the accuracy errors that can come up with arms, we've actually just got a completely vision-based, free-roaming wireless unit that can go wherever you need and really easy for anyone to take measurements with.
So in like the plainest speak possible,
Absolutely. Is
like, what are you guys solving for? What is the customer pain point that this addresses?
Yeah, so any kind of dimensions that you need a better accuracy for that maybe you don't want to pay for an automated CMM to have a CMM operator, you're just trying to find a quick dimension, quick tolerance, on some of your parts, you can just touch off on that and be done with the part in about 3 minutes. And we're also trying to solve basically the gap between skilled laborers that we are seeing in the industry at the moment. We're making this so simple that you could do it. If I have to go home, I get sick, you could just come up, no training, just follow the dots on the program basically, and then you'll have your part measured entirely in a couple seconds. So the nice thing is mics and cows, they're great, but there's user error and they just take a little bit longer. This has automated inspection reports and a general ease of use that I feel like we don't really see in a lot of other equipment.
I love that I was your example of unskilled. Thank you for...
You're not a CMM operator is what I'm trying to say. Unless you are, then, you know, maybe it'd be even easier for you.
So is the difficulty of finding skilled laborers with the correct skills one of the pain points you guys are solving for?
I think so, yes. In general, we've seen just kind of like a mass exodus of people in the manufacturing industry. And I've seen in the past 2 years of that I've been here, so many tech schools trying to actually get people to come and like learn what we're doing. I feel like we're skewing older and older, mm-hmm. but we need more people to be in this industry. And that's where our skilled labor can come from. But at the moment, we've got someone who's super skilled on something also trying to do 10 other things because just the labor shortage is just so bad.
So part of factory automation then is automation. And part of factory automation is not using less people per se, but maybe a lower skill level, more entry level labor that can operate the thing?
I think so. And just generalizing, like they're able to do multiple things now. So now one person who would have only focused on inspection, they can actually kind of go work across the company to help you guys become like more efficient. So it's just a more efficient use of your time. So instead of having 15 inspectors, like using mics and cows and handwriting everything, this is actually just going to allow one person to like streamline your inspection process. And then everyone else's time, not that you're getting rid of them, you're just going to put them to better use.
Got it. Emily Rapp, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey folks, I'm here with Jody from Plex, which is a division of Rockwell Automation, I understand.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about Plex?
Yeah, Plex is a manufacturing software system that was built on the shop floor. And so we like to say we run the shop floor to the top floor, cover all areas of your manufacturing business. And we were acquired by Rockwell a couple of years ago. Just kind of helps to round out what we have available for our customers.
Great. And so we're here at Fastener Expo. There's not a lot of technology companies here. You guys very obviously are a technology company. What brings you guys here today?
It's a great opportunity for us to connect with some manufacturers who really exist in our wheelhouse. The type of manufacturing that they do works really well in our system. And so we're here trying to touch base with them and see what they might need.
I love it. So if I understand correctly, company is named Plex and software system is called Plex.
Yes, we call it Plex.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the software tool?
Mm-hmm. Plex is software and we have different... It's modular, so you could purchase the ERP, which would then be running your whole company, or you can purchase components like MES, which is then focused more on your manufacturing applications, production tracking, inventory management, inventory traceability, right down to the piece we can trace, and shipping, all of that. So that's our two main components. We also have a production monitoring software, which is really capturing OEE real time on the shop floor, integrated with the PLCs and giving you that data for you to react to right away.
So let's take it back to shop floor. When this product was coming together, can you talk about like some of the specific pain points that Plex was designed to solve, where in the early days, the folks could see this problem and they said, boy, if only there was a tool to solve that problem.
Right. Our founder, actually, Rob Beatty, he worked for a company and they were having a lot of problems with their supply chain, Ford. And so they said, hey, we need to put something in place so that we can better have inventory traceability, know where it's at, know where our raw material is, and if we're about to miss any shipments. And so Rob set about creating a software system, and that was Plex. At the time, it wasn't cloud-based. Now Plex is cloud-based, but the original one was what we called Plex on Earth at the time. And then we moved to Plex Online. So that was what he did. And within a couple of years of him creating the software, the company that he worked with at the time became one of Ford's preferred suppliers, and they actually recommended that other suppliers to them use Plex software because it gave that level of inventory traceability and awareness to the shop.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Jody from Plex, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm here with Stuart Katz from Optimus. Stuart, can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Yeah, sure. Optimus is a global manufacturer and distributor of supply chain solutions. We specialize in industrial fasteners. We not only distribute globally, but also we manufacture. One of the only companies that has in-house manufacturing to support its distribution endeavors.
Cool. And so you guys very obviously have a technology product at a conference that very obviously does not have a lot of technology. What brings you guys here?
So this is primarily for us a supply chain show. We're here to meet other distributors and manufacturers of screws, nuts, bolts, and washers, fasteners. And we bring the technology here because we have found it, the automation and the efficiencies that it provides OEMs as well as distributors is really beneficial. The industries that we service are heading in that direction, and we're happy to support that effort.
I love it. And I was commenting to our producer earlier in the day that this is exactly the kind of technology I thought we'd see more of. But can you talk to the audience at home, many of whom don't have video, so this is audio only.
What are we
looking at here?
So, Ryan, you're looking at an inventory management setup. Optimus offers automated inventory management and replenishment to its OEMs, and we offer six different varieties that leverages EDI as well as RFID technology. When parts run low in OEM, our technology will be able to read that level of inventory and automate that replenishment so that during the next delivery cycle, the parts that the OEM is low on are then replenished. They continue on their production way.
Can you talk a little bit about the technology behind this? How specifically are they detecting the low stock?
So in these bins, which are pretty typical for a manufacturing environment, these are tagged with RFID antennas on the bin. And in certain instances where we use scales, when the bin weight gets low enough, that triggers an order replenishment on a scale system through RFID, or in that case, through EDI. This happens to be an antenna-based or a rack-based systems. Racks are all over industrial manufacturers. When this bin is either empty or gets to some point where that's predetermined, the rack's put on the antenna. The antenna sends the signal through RFID to our just-in-time cloud, and the cloud then triggers an automated replenishment order. We deliver back to the OEM on their delivery cycle.
I love it.
Takes a lot of the manual out of there.
Stuart Katz, thanks for being on the show.
Brian, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, that is a wrap here at Fastener Expo. I would say let's do three key takeaways. Number one, this is very low tech industry and conference. That kind of sort of blew me away. Second observation, what do you got?
Second observation, even though it is a very mature, mechanically based industry as a commodity, the companies that were selling and showcasing tech, what they were thinking mostly about was quality controls and solving integrity in the manufacturing process.
And the third takeaway, I think there's no getting away from the fact that this is a very, very mature industry. There was a lot of conversation about, we are a company within a company that's 110 years old. You hear that a lot. I think that goes hand in hand probably with low tech, no tech. But this is a commoditized, very established industry, very established conference. It appears to be very supply chain oriented. Those are our three key takeaways. Big hat tip to special guest Socket Boy and other Socket Boy. Audio only viewers wonder what we're talking about. I would encourage you to watch this segment on video to get a better sense. That's a wrap for Fastener Expo 2023. Bethany, thanks for being here.
Yep, thank you. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right.
Over the Air is presented by Varee, your trusted source for cutting-edge technology solutions. For the latest updates and exclusive content, be sure to follow Over the Air on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else great podcasts are found. On behalf of the team here at Varee, thanks for listening.